Animal shelters across North Carolina got a letter this month from the state's veterinary division stating that the use of gas chambers for euthanasia will be prohibited as of February 15th. North Carolina's Animal Welfare Director, Patricia Norris, says the letter simply clarifies an existing policy.
Nobody wants to have to euthanize an animal, but when we do it, we want to make sure it is as humane as we can make it. And the general consensus is that euthanasia by injection by trained people is the most humane way in order to do this.
In Union County, the Sheriff's Department runs an animal shelter that used a carbon monoxide chamber for some euthanasia procedures until last week. Sheriff Ed Caffey says he disagrees that lethal injections are more humane, but...
You know, the public's perception of the gas chamber is it's inhumane. It's not the best way to do things. And we realize the movement in the state, the movement in the legislature, and the things going on in the communities wanted us to move away from the gas chamber.
The Wilkes County Animal Shelter is among a handful of other North Carolina shelters where gas chamber euthanasia has still been recently carried out. Wilkes County Attorney Tony Triplett says the facility will comply with the state's directive by February 15th. The Animal Welfare Office says registered shelters across North Carolina took in 284,000 dogs and cats in 2013. 159,000 of those animals were euthanized. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.